Hey everybody, it's Kevin Clark with Valpoint Real Estate in Fairhope, Alabama, with another great episode of Decoding Real Estate in Baldwin County, Alabama. Well, we're now slipping into fall. It was a very warm summer, but still beautiful. And real estate down here in the Gulf Coast is still selling, but we're starting to see some softening of the prices. Inventory is still tight, but you know, we'll see what happens this winter. But I wanted to talk to you guys for a minute about reasons why your house may not be selling. Now, in the older days, we would say older days, like maybe a year or two ago, wow, if a house was on the market for 30 days, well, that wasn't totally abnormal, but then it became if the house was not on the market for 4 days and you didn't have 10 offers all cash, that was unusual. Now it's starting to get a little more back to normal. So you may be asking yourself, well, I've listed my home and, you know, I'm working with a realtor or an agent and my home hasn't sold yet and it's 15, 20 days. It's starting to get a little longer while you're seeing other houses sell. Why is that? Well, I'm going to give you a few reasons why that could be happening. And some of them are going to make a lot of sense and others, you know, may not. But let's go through it. First of all, they always say about real estate, location, location, location is the primary driver of how well your potential sale of your house is going to go. Well, that's true. There's one thing you really can't change when you're trying to sell your home is the location. It is what it is, as they say. If you're in a great neighborhood with a great proximity to the schools or arteries of traffic so you can get to and from places, grocery shopping, entertainment, access to freeways, and so forth, that can make your home sell a lot easier. But if you're in an area where it's a little more difficult to get around, or if it's not in as popular a subdivision or area, then you could be faced with some obstacles. You just have to get over it if it's a negative. If it's positive, great. If it's a negative, look toward the positives. Find positive aspects of the location of your home. Maybe it's a corner lot. Maybe it's in a small subdivision. Maybe it's in a big subdivision. Maybe there are amenities or aspects of the location that give your house a lot of oomph or boost. If not, you do the best you can. The other thing is that condition of your property. Now, to a certain extent, you can make sure the condition of your property is less of an obstacle if it is an obstacle. If the home's brand new, well, then obviously there's going to be less issues with the condition. Other times, it's going to be an older home, and it's going to have issues with older systems such as roof, air conditioning, water heaters, appliances. It could be also dated as far as finishes, paint color. The rooms may not flow as well as newer homes. It may not be an open floor plan like some people like nowadays. Those are sometimes difficult issues to deal with when it's functional obsolescence, as they say. You know, your kitchen's not laid out correctly, or you have to go through a bedroom to get to another bedroom or bathroom. So those are issues you'll have to address. But if it's about conditions such as my air conditioning is a little older or my roof isn't up to snuff, you can always talk to your realtor or agent about, well, should I get it serviced like the air conditioning, or should I patch my roof? Many times it may be necessary for you to replace one of these items, but that decision should be consulted with a professional about the cost, timing, and whether it's worthwhile for you to do that in order to get the most return for your money. Many times you have to do it because it won't pass an FHA, VA, or other lender requirements for the condition of the property. Also, the buyers may have a problem with it. If the AC is not working well, they may require you to replace it, or they're going to adjust their price accordingly. Same with the roof or water heater or so on. If there are issues, deal with them up front. Many times, people will do a pre-listing inspection. Once they've found their agent, Before they put on the market, they'll have a thorough inspection done, find out any issues in advance as to what may be a problem for a potential buyer. You may repair some of those items, or at least you can go and say to the buyer, here are these potential issues. I've already priced my home in accordance with those issues. And that way you have open communication with the buyer that, hey, I know about these issues. I've adjusted accordingly, or I've repaired them, and here are the repairs, and that shouldn't be an issue. Again, they talk about another aspect that's fully in your control, subject to what the market will bear. Price. Well, every agent should provide you with a comparative analysis of other home sales in your neighborhood or area where your home is. Likewise, they should be able to tell you what homes are currently on the market or pending or not yet closed yet, but you'll have an understanding of where the market has been and where it is presently and where it may be going based on, you know, properties that are under contract but not yet closed, called pending. All those things can help you get a better idea of what the fair market price is for your home. Now, they usually just call it market price, but I always say fair market price. In negotiations with buyers with the purchase of your home, you're going to have a negotiation where you're either going to be firm with your number, and whatever may come your way, you're going to say, no, I'm stuck at this number. Likewise, you may say, well, I have some flexibility. I'm not going to tell you that, Mr. Buyer, but if you make me an offer that's not full price, which happens, you should be in a position to say to yourself, I know I will only take so much of a discount, and beyond that point, I will not go. Likewise, the buyer probably has in their mind what they're willing to pay for any home or your home in particular, and they may have a go, no-go threshold where they won't go beyond it for increasing or responding to your possible counteroffer if their original offers are not high enough. That's where your professional realtor or agent come into play, where they can give you the experience of all of their years of working with buyers and sellers to know how to properly negotiate to get you the fairest price for your home in that current market. Excuse me. Now, another thing that impacts price and is also related to issues that may be impacting your ability to sell your home is terms. Again, how flexible are you on terms? Are you willing to offer a home warranty? Are you willing to do repairs? Will you discount the price of your home off of the list price? Will you give the buyer additional time to close so that they can time it better for their ability to move in and also maybe get their financing? All of these issues come up, and it makes it so that you may also encounter a buyer who has the qualifications to buy and get a loan, but they don't have enough down payment money or any down payment money. And they may come to you as a buyer and say, Mr. Seller, I want you to contribute X amount of dollars to my closing costs, prepaids, or other one-time payments to assist me to buy your home. Now, that is done a lot in this marketplace, and there are certain lender thresholds, whether they be $3,000, $6,000, or whatever the number, but your agent and your professionals that are assisting you and your agent will be able to give you those guidelines. But the bottom line is, you need to factor in, well, if I'm going to sell the house for X and they want a certain amount of closing costs to be paid by me, how will that affect my net proceeds when we actually close the sale out? And you have to factor those in. Many times people with especially older homes, but even with new homes, they want to have a home warranty. And while the home warranties can be $600 or $1,000, many times that's well worth it because it's a minimal cost to be able to maintain the price level you want, but it gives a security to the buyer to know that if a system goes out that's covered by the home warranty, they'll pay a small deductible, as it will be, or what they call trade call fee, maybe $100 or $200. And that way they can get the service they need at a minimum price to them, and they have a comfort level that if air conditioning goes out, or if a jacuzzi tub or some other system within the house fails, they can get it repaired and it won't be too much out of pocket for them. The last thing is, even though you generally have done your interviews and you looked at several agents and you have a good comfort level that you picked the good agent, sometimes that may still raise its ugly head and you may figure out, well, maybe the problem is my agent. And I don't say that lightly. There are times when you can encounter someone who's not doing enough for marketing or for being available to do showings of the home or to give you feedback on a regular basis. Because many clients, some of them don't need any feedback at all. They just, when the house gets an offer, let me know about it and we'll sell it. Other clients want to know every week, how many showings have I had? How many calls? How many people are still interested? What have you done to market the house? And that's perfectly fine. In fact, that's what happens with a lot of agents. Their clients don't do this for a living. They don't deal with sales and purchases every day for real estate. And this is the largest transaction they generally will have in their entire life. Also, this is their primary residence, their home, their place where their family lives, and it's their warm blanket at the end of the day where they can go and shut out the outside world and be with family and be happy and secure. So you can understand their concerns, trepidation, issues, not understanding things, possibly being have to be told 4, 5, 6 times the same issue and answered for them. You know what? That's part of being a realtor and an agent. So when you're a client, ask those questions. Well, how did things go this past week? What issues are the buyers saying to you or the buyer's agent saying, oh, well, the house is a little dated or it's got a roof that's got an issue or the air conditioning or I don't like the landscaping or I'm concerned about its age. These are feedback responses from buyers, agents, and buyers that will enable you to make possible midstream adjustments to your listing, whether it's a price adjustment, adjustment with respect to your terms that you're willing to offer, whether it's possible closing costs or maybe a home warranty. These are all things that factor into if your home is going to sell. And if your realtor agent doesn't want to give you that kind of necessary feedback and support and direction, even if it's not something you necessarily want to hear, they may have to tell you the cold hard facts about the fact that I thought we would be able to get X for your house. The market has shifted a little bit, or the buyers that we're running into just don't want to pay that much, or there's an issue with a condition of the home that is more important to what the buyers are looking for than we thought it was, and we may have to make adjustments to be able to make your home more appealing and accessible price-wise and terms and condition-wise to the buyers and the buyer's market out there. So, you know, the market determines, you know, what people are willing to pay. It's two reasonably equally positioned individuals, buyers and sellers, who negotiate a term and they come to a meeting of the minds. In some cases, everybody wins. In some cases, neither party wins. And in some cases, a seller wins and a buyer doesn't, or buyer wins and the seller doesn't. Nobody gets 100% of what they want. And if they do, they should consider themselves lucky. So the bottom line for me is, you can't change the location, but you can maximize or emphasize the positive aspects of it. The condition of the property, you need to go in with your eyes wide open, and sometimes a pre-listing inspection can really help. Price is always critical, and you always want your agent to get you comparable so you know what is sold, what's pending, and what's currently on the market that's not under contract. And that'll give you a great direction, because that can change over time, even in the course of a listing. Terms and conditions, very critical. Sometimes people don't think about that, but you need to realize that you may have a buyer that comes to you with wanting closing costs or a home warranty or repairs. You need to be flexible and thoughtful about that in conjunction with your professional realtor who is advising you on what would make sense and what would not make sense. Here's the bottom line. You as a seller have to understand you're in control. You need to make those decisions. The real estate agent and the buyer can't force you into anything. You do what you feel is best for you. Many times people will say, no, I'm going to stick to my price and I'm going to hang in there. I'm not going to do repairs. I'm not going to offer closing costs. And they end up having the home sit on the market for an extended period of time. And many times when buyers see that your home is on the market longer than that normal time period that market is dictating, they may ask, what's wrong? What's wrong with the property? Or what's wrong with the seller not making adjustments to make the property more accessible to the greatest number of buyers? Regardless of what that is, you need to protect yourself, be engaged, be active, work closely with your agent, demand the service that you feel is due to the agent, and have that agent answer all your questions fully so that when you at the end of the day sell your home, you feel like you have made an informed, intelligent, and smart decision, because it is a big decision and it's not easy, especially for you selling your own personal residence. So that's what I have for today. I think that it's important these days to really think about how important it is to get a great realtor or agent who's on your side and has the experience and training, especially in the market that you're in. You will always do well if you interview several agents and ask them the hard questions. There's no stupid questions in real estate. That's all I have for today. I hope everybody is doing great and hanging in there. I would love to hear from you. 251-599-6375. If you're ever down here in the Mobile area, the Eastern Shore, Baldwin County, where I live and work, give me a call. Let's get together. We can have a sweet tea or some other libation to sit down and talk about real estate. I can talk about real estate all day and twice on Sunday. Or we can just talk about life, talk about the beautiful weather or the area. I am here for you. I am willing to take whatever amount of time you need, because for me, it's not just about selling real estate. It's about building relationships. And I get so much out of all my relationships I build with either clients or just people who have interest in getting more information about real estate. It's my life and I love it. And like they say, if you love your job, you'll never work a day in your life. And I've got to tell you, for the last 40 plus years, I've never worked a day in my life because I've always done real estate and I love it. So I wish everyone the best. Be kind to each other, and I will talk to you soon. This is Kevin Clark giving you another great episode of Decoding Real Estate in Baldwin County. I'll have another one coming up real soon, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.